It's a great day for a podcast. Once again, here he is, John Oakley.
This was something that was dogging me last night, this Arrive Can app. Let me start by asking, because we've seen where the Auditor General came out with a report, and we spent, she doesn't even know how much, but the guesstimate is $60 million, plus, plus, plus. It was supposed to originally cost about $800,000 to put together. And, you know, then they had moved the goalpost to $2.35 million. Well, here we are, all these years later, during the heady days of the pandemic, this was something that was considered necessary. And a lot of people might have begged to differ because there weren't a lot of folks traveling anyway. But when you came back into the country, you had to have, it's like the kiosks you see out at Pearson, right? You fill out a lot of this stuff online, and therefore you can expedite entry rather than having to bog down with some border control guy who's asking you the questions. You're bringing any hooch into the country, how much, cigars or tobacco and, you know, animals. What? Anyway, so you do it all online. This Arrive Can app would just update your vaccination status. Now, I'm kind of curious because maybe, you know, everybody fills these things out dutifully and check, get on your way, you go to baggage claim. It's not always that simple when it just comes to contemporary travel. A buddy of mine was telling me that he's had issues at the border ever since he got into a heated discussion with a border service agent. No, and so, you know what's happened? He's basically now condemned himself in perpetuity that he's going to get, he gets flagged every time they take him out of the lineup. He was telling me it's embarrassing. When he was trying to get on a plane in Miami, they actually took him aside in front of everybody that's waiting in the lineup. Yeah. And he says, you look like you're a criminal, a de facto, some kind of ne'er-do-well scofflaw. And so, you know, his wife in tow, and she's, you know, just kind of collateral damage in all of this.
Good luck getting off that list.
Well, you almost miss your plane. You almost miss your flight, and they don't care. They don't care because they wield the ultimate in power. And so this is why I'm saying, if you've ever had any kind of an incident where you've been flagged or, well, for whatever reason, you might not even know the reason that they pulled you aside. They might just be working on the assumption that, hey, you know, you're the 30th passenger through and we haven't pulled anybody aside. Now's a good time. So Granny, get over here, you know, and they conduct the strip search on Granny in a back room.
I'm frequently surprised by how often I don't get pulled in to some kind of secondary questioning. Maybe it's like, nobody that shifty could actually be up to something.
No, you know what it is, and I want to be very diplomatic in saying this. There's nobody on that staff that wants to conduct a strip search of Michael Downey. So, you know, there aren't enough rubber gloves in their retinue.
Yeah, they've paid a lot more attention to me since they got the machine that you step in and it does the scan.
Oh, yeah, well, that's basically every third traveler gets that, or maybe sometimes depending on the flow of traffic there at the airport. Everybody has to go through that.
Yeah, I went the last time I went through it, it's like there are two, you know, they said, sir, there's two problem areas here, your face and your crotch. I'm like, you sound like my ex-wife.
Oh, look at you. I can't believe he actually came up with that. All right. Okay. And they pulled you aside. And the ex-wife actually conducted the search. Anyway, boy, that would be a nice one. Anywho, so let's find out. Because this is where I'm really, really curious when it comes to being flagged by the Border Service people. You know, whether it's American Border Service or coming back into this country. You know, especially if maybe they've got you on some kind of contraband that you've been moving through that you didn't declare, you know, on a previous. No, if you haven't declared something previously, and this might go back 5-7 years, there's a big asterisk.
You ever been to a Turkish prison?
That's right. And then you've really got an asterisk. Anyway, this is the point I'm making here. People have been flagged for no good reason, but others for a very good reason. And they may make it sound like it's very trivial in hindsight. There again, you know, that strip search thing comes to mind. But here's where I wanted to ask as a lead question. It kind of dovetails with the Arrive Can thing where it supposedly cleared you to go and there was no fuss, no harm, no foul. That kind. But now, I don't know why it is, but some people are being taken aside and screened further. And have you had that happen to you? And can you pin down the reason for it? Why are you drawing the suspicion of the Border Service agents? Hey, Tim, your turn. Good afternoon.
Good day for talk radio, Johnny.
Yes, sir.
So every time I've ever been through land or air border, I get secondary checked. And I have a small criminal record. It's nothing serious, but the first time I went through, I didn't lie. I was honest. I said, yes, I have a criminal record. They couldn't find it, so they kind of searched. I sat and waited. It took a while. Then they started asking me, okay, well, when was it? What was it? What was the, you know, thing? So I told them. They finally ended up finding it. This happened another time, so it's happened through air and land. So I just stopped telling them the truth, and they've never stopped me from going over the border. I just say no. If they ask me, have you been convicted of a crime you haven't been pardoned from, right? It's nothing big from when I was younger, but I was 18, and I just lie. Nothing happens anymore.
Wow. Yeah, well, if they catch you in a lie, then you're really in trouble. But the point is, I mean, you're saying they're not checking here. So honesty ain't the best policy. That's the point.
Yeah, I almost missed a flight to Vegas. I was sitting in the secondary check for so long on the way to Vegas, and I was being honest. And they, I can't remember if they ended up finding it that time or not. And they were like, you know what, just go through. And then I went through, and they ended up losing my friggin' luggage. So I had to, they gave me like $50 or whatever. I had to buy a t-shirt in Vegas and just wear a t-shirt for like 2 days in Vegas.
Wow. Yeah, that's the greatest indignity of all. Hey, listen, that's a great call. I appreciate you making it. I want to grab Mike and Alliston next here on the Oakley Show, 640 Toronto. Hey, Mike, what's your story?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey.
I used to cross the border basically 2-3 times every year for a bunch of years. And then shortly after Trump got in, he tightened up the borders. I think he was mainly after the southern border, but it kind of worked its way up here. Anyway, long story short, I went to cross one afternoon at about 3 in the afternoon. They hauled me inside. 7 interviews later and midnight, they told me, don't ever come back. You're banned for life. And I asked them, why? And they said, you're part of a motorcycle club, and you're considered domestic terrorist or organized crime.
Wow.
I have no criminal record. No criminal record, and used to cross freely all the time. And that's where you go. It's arbitrary. They don't care, man.
Well, you're right. They got the power of God.
They said, if I show up at a border crossing again, a U.S. border crossing, you'll be arrested immediately. Go figure, eh?
Well, how do they know that you're a member of this operation?
I would assume their law enforcement in Ontario shares the information with everybody.
Yeah.
Watch us everywhere we go.
I hear you. All right. Well, I don't know what to say. You can't get that expunged. Did you take legal advice and try that route?
Yeah, they basically said, good luck to you. Like, you give us a lot of money, nothing's going to happen.
Yeah, well, at least
you're euchred on that one. I mean, for me, I don't feel that, but I'm 63, right? So I've been a zillion times. I don't need to go anymore. But man, if I was like 25, I'd probably be pissed.
I would think. But you know what you do? You fly to Mexico and then you come up through the southern border because nobody's checking.
That's probably a pretty good idea. Could probably get away with that one.
Well, now I'm loath to even. Yeah, geez. I give you this information. They're going to flag me now. Aiding and abetting. Honest to God.
Counseling.
I'm in trouble.
Sorry about that, Johnny.
Okay, Mike. I can hear the remorse in your voice, but I appreciate the call from Alliston. You stay well. Let's go to Bob on the road. Bob's on the road. Hey, we're in the studio. How are you doing, Bobby?
Good. It's a day that almost borders on perfection, Johnny.
Whoa. All right. Well, keep her going then.
So I'm at Pearson Airport a few years back, and on my way to the U.S., and I present my Nexus card, my passport, and the guy asked me two questions. Were you ever part of a motorcycle gang in Texas? And did you ever commit a murder in New Jersey?
And you said yes. What's the problem?
Yeah, and I have a common last name similar to Jones.
Oh yeah, are you talking about the Reverend with the Kool-Aid down there in Guyana?
Well, I've never drank the Kool-Aid, but yeah, something like that. And then to tie in with your other caller, both under First Airborne, I was on my way to a memorial service at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I get to the main gate there. they just escalate Homeland Security to another level, and they said, we don't care if you have an invitation from the base commander, we're turning you away. Well, I refused to go. Eventually, they changed their mind, but what a great day that was.
Listen, let's back up for a second. They confused you for a one percenter from Texas who killed a guy in Jersey.
And I've got a retired police badge with photo ID.
Right, but they didn't accept that. I mean, you can't even argue with them, or Wow.
Who they? They were more concerned about an apple my wife had than what they were in processing us to get through.
Well, did he ask where'd she get the apple? How do you mean they were more?
The apple killed a guy in Jersey.
Right. Yeah, it was a razor blade in the apple. Anyway, wow.
They confiscated the apple, and yet the guy gets on a funnier note, gives my wife a recipe for some sort of apple cake his wife makes.
You know, it leads you to wonder, who the hell is manning these outposts? I mean, how do they hire these people?
It's like super troopers.
It is. It basically is. It's a tragic comedy is what it is. All right. Well, hey, Bob, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Hey, Brandon, good afternoon, and welcome to the Oakley Show.
Hey, great day for talk radio.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, so I was flying back from, Barbados, and I was on the plane, and I didn't actually get stopped, but I think there's a reason why. We were about to land, and they hand out everyone the declaration forms, and I think maybe I had a bottle of booze from Duty Free and a couple T-shirts, something like that. But I was like, just write zero. And then the local, the guy behind me goes, looks over, he sees me write zero, goes, well, don't write that. You got to write something. You got to write something or else they're going to stop you. So, okay. I think I wrote $55 and, walked through and didn't even get stopped the whole way through.
Wait a minute. Coming back into Canada or going into, Barbados?
Coming back.
Okay, yeah. Well. So they told you to declare fictional items. Like, I've got a unicorn in my backpack.
Yeah, one of the local guys from Barbados, I guess, that was coming back, and he just saw the advice. Don't write zero. Write something.
Right. Yeah,
you'll never believe zero.
You're right. I mean, then again, Canadians can be honest to a fault. I would say you're right about that because you've got clearance up to, $700-$800 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Good lesson. Zero is, don't be too honest. It's cast you into suspicion. Great point, Brandon. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Let me get Rob on the road right now here on the Oakley Show, 640 Toronto. Rob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Great day for talk radio.
Yes, sir.
So I had the first time I came back from Europe, I got we landed in Montreal, and I got pulled into secondary. I was like 17 years old, and I had no idea why I'm getting pulled in. And as I'm walking down the hallway to either the, thanks for flying or can you come over here real quick, I look at my card, and the guard had circled potentially has weapons and firearms on me. And I was thinking, what's going on here? And I realized at that moment, I'm wearing an American Airborne, 101st Airborne hat. So they just immediately said, well, let's check and see what this guy has. And didn't have anything. Fast forward a decade later, I'm coming back from Europe again. But this time I have a 28-inch sawback bayonet in my checked luggage. So I checked on my declare card because I'm a good, honest person that I have weapons. And I get to the first guard and he says, what do you have? And I go, a bayonet. And he goes, huh, go talk to this guy. So I go talk to the other guy. He goes, what do you have? And I said, well, it's a bayonet. And he goes, huh, okay. So I carry on down the hallway and I get to the area where they either say, right this way, sir, or thanks for flying Air Canada. And he looks at my card and he goes, you got a bayonet? And I said, yes, sir. Is it fixed or is it collapsible? And I said, it's fixed. And he goes, okay, have a nice day. I was walking around the airport with a 30-inch blade in my check bag for probably half an hour.
Wow.
And I just walked out the door, but yet 101st Airborne hat. They go, oh, this guy's got something up his sleeves.
Wow. But it was in Montreal. Is it possible it was just a misunderstanding? Maybe they thought it was baguette. It was a baguette.
No. The bayonet was when I flew directly into Pearson.
Oh, okay. All right.
So no language issue there. But no. Yeah, so since then, no problems. I just don't understand it. I got the green sticker on my passport, and I keep it on there just in case.
Yeah, well, so you don't want to be coming into this country with a red MAGA hat.
No, but a bayonet's perfectly fine, evidently.
There you go. All right. Well, we got our priorities straight. God bless the people who are manning the ramparts.
What is that, the Pillsbury Doughboys Army? Men, affix baguettes!
All right. Robbie, appreciate it. Thanks for the call. There you have it. Flagged at the border. Who knew there were so many stories in the Naked City?
Sadly, it appears we could do this for several hours, if necessary.
That's not sad. That's just, you keep that in a hopper for a rainy day, my friend.
Do you know a scumbag? Tell him to turn on the radio.
Right. Give him the number. Put us on speed dial. Scumbag dial. We'll have a dedicated line. Fair enough.
Listen to the John Oakley Show live each weekday afternoon from 3 until 6. If you live in the Toronto area, just turn that AM dial to 640 and listen anywhere on Earth 24 hours a day by going to 640toronto.com. Follow on Twitter at AM640Oakley. You've been listening to A Curious Cast. New podcasts and shows are debuting all the time. So check back often to see what's new in the Curious Cast library.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.